Training your first PT was, for me, it was a lot different than I had ever thought it would be. I had had students before, I had done well with it, but then when I trained my first PT, it's a totally different system. The way we do things, the way we have conversations with people.
This is the Paul Goff Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me.
Hello, podcast listeners. It's Cameron here, a member of the coaching team at Paul Goff Media, where I help members of our community get their automated follow-up systems in place to dominate the private practice field, just like Paul. Today, I have the pleasure of bringing you this new episode of the Paul Goff Audio Experience. As we continue this week of success, producer Jake has brought out another presentation from our previous Ultimate CEO competition that happened back in 2019 in Orlando with our final presentation from Jonathan Rizika of Woodlands, Texas. Tune in to hear Jonathan cover how he overcame various staff challenges, finding a new value for his time as he grew both as a father and a businessman, and his three-step formula that he uses to keep his patients on schedule. Jonathan is one of our finalists again for this weekend's Ultimate CEO competition. So, if you want to learn from him and other top clinic owners' successes, just head to paulsbigevent.com. That's paulsbigevent.com to reserve your seat for this weekend's event. While you attend, don't forget that Shark Tank superstar Kevin O'Leary will be our special guest on Sunday, March 7th, where he'll be answering all of your questions about being a successful business owner and entrepreneurship. All you need to do is head to paulsbigevent.com, that's paulsbigevent.com, to get your guest pass and access to all of the great content from the weekend. That's all I have for you today, and I'll see you this weekend.
Okay, so the final Ultimate CEO, vying for your votes for that trip to the UK. And this guy, his revenue has increased by £277,000. Profit has increased by 70%, and he's reduced his clinic hours down from 45 down to 15. It's the last one. So let's make some noise and welcome into the stage, Jonathan Rizika!
I knew everything I never had.
So I chose this song because he says, money often makes a never home dad. And in my house, our dad wasn't home very often, and we didn't have a lot of money. So whether you have money or you don't have money, it doesn't mean that you're going to be able to spend time with your kids or that your parents are going to be around. So it brings us to the question, is like, what are we doing here? Why do we want to build a successful business? When I first started with Paul, I had a five-year plan. I knew what I wanted, but I've lost my focus a little bit. And last time at the CEO group was the first time that I got it back. And I got asked the question, do you want more money or do you want the choice of what to do with your time? And that's the question I ask you guys. Do y'all want the choice to do what you want with your time? I can see you. Yeah, me too. So we're all in the right place. And all the CEOs, that's what they want too. We're all just figuring this out. But what I do know is that we have to level up, we have to become more valuable, and we have to make a bigger impact. So I'm going to share some of my experiences with you, and hopefully you can take something from my journey. So RPM, Rizika Performance and Mobility. This is the Ultimate CEO. I'm the last one to go. I hope everybody's not tired, right? I was getting pretty tired over there too. But it's going to be building your business. So I'm going to go through stuff. I'm not going to get any negative stuff. You can read our write-up, some of the hardships that have happened, but I really want to talk about what's happened in the business. So we're going to go through background challenges, what RPM looks like today, our home life, me and my wife, she's here, the future, what it looks like, and then successes that we've had with the CEO group. So this is from the living room to bootstrapping it. And I want to tell you a little bit about my story. When I was 19, I crushed two discs in my lower back. And I was trying to find somebody to help me. I felt like a vice was gripping down on my back first thing in the morning. And I trusted a lot of people. I trusted 10 different practitioners and nobody could help me. And I finally found somebody that fixed it in Wichita Falls. I went and lived up there for 2 months and he fixed my back and it changed my life. And that's what gave me this passion. So I feel extremely fortunate to be in this group where Paul's taught us how to communicate with people and show them that we care about them and show them that we can make an impact in their life. Now, we started, so we did it, and actually that picture right there, that's me working for somebody else. That's less than 3 years ago. So the business is really in its infancy right now. And I think about it a lot like my son. He was born in November of 2016, and he's just a little kid. So there's so much more room to grow. And we went from there. We were working in the living room while I was doing that. And then I moved to my brother's garage apartment. And then we moved to a 10 by 10 space. I didn't have any windows. What I didn't know at the time is that that business was going to go under. And so I was on a family vacation. I found out that no one at that gym that we were at was going to have a place to train. None of the trainers were going to have a job. And so I went off and I got the client list and called 19 clients. That was all they had. There's a reason they went out of business. And it was a big gym. That wasn't even a joke. I ended up spending 3 hours on the phone retaining 11 clients. And then Megan right there is the first person that I hired. And one of the conversations that I had about this after I did it was after 3 months, we were still losing money on that side of the business. And I was talking to my brother, and I was talking about how we were losing money, and he said, well, just fire ass. And he didn't get it. He's like, I'm not looking to retract or go backward. And that's why I feel so fortunate to be in the CEO group, because all we're doing is finding solutions for each other and trying to help each other to grow the businesses. So we moved locations twice. I went to a cryo facility. And then that right there in the bottom right is our office where we're at now. We put that wood floor in. We went to IKEA for all the furniture. Has anyone bought furniture from IKEA? It's like this big little box. Takes you about 6 to 8 hours to put it together. Maybe days, yeah. So we started in one room and now we've expanded to 4 rooms. In that facility, and we also use the front desk. So we actually kind of commandeered the front desk, which nobody was using. And we use it, we need it for that flow that we need to get them to the back to where the clinics are or to where the treatment rooms are. So some of our challenges, people are the pain in the asset. We've heard this a lot today, right? People are a pain. These ones over here in particular. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of my challenges with some hiring issues. So the girl in the top, she lasted about 7 days. I walked in, she was supposed to be reading Paul's accelerator book, and she was flipping through Instagram. She had her phone inside the book. Clever on her part. Touché. The bottom left, that was my first admin hire, and it went 3 or 4 months where I was thinking, man, I'm not gonna find anybody. And finally, I just had to pull the trigger. And I was tempted. I thought I might make a mistake. And I made a mistake. She was horrible. So she lasted about a month. When we let her go, that was actually an argument. This one was actually very, very rough. But what I feel like, I talked to my friend who owns a clinic in North Carolina. He said, hey, well, I'm just gonna hire the right person. I won't have to fire them. I think that's the wrong attitude to have. If you need that support, you're really not gonna know what you need until you find out what you don't need and who doesn't really fit sometimes. We're not gonna get it right every time, but we are gonna get better as we hire people. On the bottom right, that guy's performance was lagging, and I was coming up with a plan on how we were gonna kind of move on from him, and he ended up quitting. And that's something that Paul talked about on one of the calls, was that people's performance lags, and that's an indication that they're going to be leaving at some point. And it showed to be true in that situation. Right there in the middle, she was a problem. That's an unemployment claim. That's an unemployment claim that filed 2 appeals. So I'm not going to go into a ton of detail on that. I lost a little hair from it, but she's hot. I'm trying to hold on to it as long as I can, Tamer. Okay. I did a Tamer jab right there. No, but really, so they can really commandeer your time, but I'm not going to talk a lot about the unemployment claims. We have a plenty of time tonight, so just come and talk to me if you want to know some stuff about unemployment. So how do we solve these problems? Consistently recruiting. We really need a Rolodex of people. We have to have a really good flow of people, and that's what we're doing now. So we don't always have jobs open, but and it's an interesting conversation that we've shifted to actually talk to people and say, we're not hiring right now, but we would like to contact you in the future, because in about 3 to 6 months we will be looking for this role. And then 45 is up there because I was doing 45 treatment hours. So that was in the clinic. It was pretty grueling before I hired my first PT. And training your first PT was, for me, it was a lot different than I had ever thought it would be. I had had students before, I had done well with it, but then when I trained my first PT, it's a totally different system. The way we do things, the way we have conversations with people, the way we run a discovery visit, it was totally different. And talking about empathy and then sitting down with them in one-on-ones and talking to them about adversities that he had had in his life, and there wasn't a lot. I wanted his childhood. I put SCI under there, and go ahead and pick up your pens, actually write this down, because this is a big one. SCI, so we all think spinal cord injury, right? So this is something we came up with, a retention plan, and if you go to the give table, it's over there, it's right under the Berman box. And so this is just a little blurb on it, but S is for summarize. So summarize what you did with them, summarize what they got in that session. And then C is for challenge. Challenge them to be more consistent. Challenge them to do their exercises the way that we taught them to, and challenge them to think about some of the positions that they may be getting in. And then I is inform. Inform them what you're gonna do after, what the next session's gonna be, because you wanna dangle that carrot so that we keep them on the schedule. And then shiny object syndrome, that's a personal problem. I have it. If in my CEO group, somebody's giggling over here. In my CEO group, if you think somebody has big ideas, wants to jump around on different topics, and needs to be corralled back in, it's me. So what I've learned this year and what I've gotten better at is that we have to get used to the monotony and kind of embrace the monotony of the little things that we really don't want to do. And I've embraced that, and I'm getting better at it, and I can definitely still improve. So what does RPM look like right now? We've doubled in staff. We have two trainers, two PTs, an operations manager, and then we're hiring for that sales admin. We've cut my hours in half. But in quarter three, we had a really tough time with marketing. So now in November, it's November 9th, and we have 14 evaluations scheduled. In Q3, I didn't have more than 11 in 1 month. So we've really ramped up. So I've gone from 15 back up to 25, which shows you that I need to hire a PT. We've got the Rolodex, but there's nobody that I'm really in love with that I want to hire right now. So we've been hiring for 4 months. We've been gaining some traction, but we really need to hire that PT. Our gross revenue, that's just year to date, is 240. That was to October. And then year to date in 2019 was 458. And so we had 91% growth. I will say that I had the loftiest goals out of anyone in our CEO group. I wanted to go from 300,000 to 1 million. I thought it was realistic. Now, we hit 91% growth. We're at 91% growth right now. So that's my team right there down at the bottom. Every quarter, we try to do some team building event. We went to what my son calls the jump place, the trampoline park. And I had to bring him because I think it's probably child abuse if you don't take your kid with you to a jump place. But that's my team right there, and we had a great time, and I really, I thank them a lot. They've given me a ton of support, and it's fantastic to have people that you trust around you, and that's the only way to grow. So home life. Right there in the top right, that's a picture of me with my son, and my wife has the caption. She asked me to put him down to sleep, and she said that I put myself to sleep. It's a normal occurrence for me. But what I think about is the size of that little kid. That little kid is the size of my business right now. And so you think about a one-year-old, they don't know what they're doing. They're just coming from crawling to walking. And that's how we are with marketing systems. That's how we are with hiring. That's how we are with almost everything we're doing in our business, no matter how or when you're at that one-year mark. Now, he's 3 years old. He's running. He's talking a lot, asking a lot of questions. It's annoying, but I want him to do it. But that's where we are. It's like a little machine. And then when he's 5 years old, it's going to be really fun to play with him. And that's what I'm looking forward to with this business. When it's 5 years old, that it's a machine that's really running. So my house is run like my business. My sister, she said something to me. She said, my stepson doesn't know how to wash clothes. I said, well, have you taught him? Yes. Have you taught him twice? Have you retrained him? Yes. Okay, well, have you written it down? No. Well, why don't you write it down for him? Oh, it's unrealistic. Well, I don't think it's that unrealistic. I think that you should write things down, especially in the house. And I read this book called Procrastinate on Purpose by Rory Vaden. And one of my trainers who's in PT school now actually suggested it to me. And he had this concept, money value over time. And so the concept is that if I can pay a nanny to come in and help us out for $14 an hour, our time is worth a lot more being at work, and with my wife's work, we can make a lot more money, and then we can buy that time back so we can spend more time with our kids later on. And so that's how we do it. We actually have all of our recipes and everything in a book. We have actually a manual. This sounds silly, but it's transferable. It shows when the kids go to sleep, when they eat. And that stuff is transferable to my mom when she's taking care of the kids right now, to babysitters. And so she can always refer back to it. Since starting this group, you're cutting my time. 5 minutes? Okay, all right. I love my wife. Next slide. it's like, since starting this thing up, I have a greater respect for my wife. She leads the division at ADP, and she manages a lot of people, and it's brought us a whole lot closer together because we can actually have conversations about what we're doing in our businesses, and I appreciate what she does. The organization of my schedule and prioritization is significantly better. If you look at that bottom left picture, that's Flavia, my operations manager, and she's rocking my son while I'm doing an evaluation because our hairs got crossed and I booked somebody on a weekend morning when I shouldn't have. My wife was out of town. So that's something that was early in the year, and that's something I've improved on significantly. So what's next? Hiring our next PT. We're going to do it. It's going to happen. I'm looking forward to it. And then we got to solidify 95% utilization because we need to grow. The goal is 1 million. The goal was 1 million last year. The goal is still 1 million this year. But this time we're going to hit it. It's not so unattainable anymore. So in 2021, 2021 is when our lease comes up, and so we'll be looking to change facilities. We have a small portion of the training program. And Vince Gabriel, one of the guys that Paul coaches, came in, and they do small group training. So in 2021, I'm either going to buy the gym that we're in, or we're going to be moving to another location where I can have my own small group training. So I've got to change that portion of the business. But in the interim, I'm going to be talking to my CEO group about it. They'll be talking me off a ledge maybe, but I'd like to do a satellite location in at least a 20-mile distance so that I can take advantage of some of the geographic digital marketing. So Monster Discoveries at CEO, you cannot stress test any of your systems without consistent leads. I found that out when our marketing system went down in Q3. We were having trouble getting people in the door, and you can't see how well your DVs are doing. You can't see how well your PT's keeping people on a plan of care. We can't see how well they're having our first conversations on the phone. Those things are so important, and we built these systems out. We have all the scripts, but you can't actually coach and train them if you don't have people coming in the door. In an outpatient orthopedic, 80% of those people are going to leave and not come back. We try to retain as many as we can, but we've got to have that consistent flow so we can train and retrain. Retraining is one of the biggest things that I've learned this year. You have to retrain everybody, and it's got to be consistent. On a consistent basis, we have people, we have whatever skill we need to work on. We work on DVs, we look at the caseload, we work on skills. Everything's on the schedule, and it's all set out at least a week in advance. And we have to go through that retraining stuff so consistently because they get stale, and even when we were down with marketing, I got stale too. So. Are these skills useful to others in our lives? That's one of the biggest things for me and my development, is that clarity that I had, that five-year plan that I had when I started with Paul, was that I was going to go to Guatemala and learn Spanish with my five-year-old son, and I was going to visit a mission that I was at in PT school. So I did a six-week mission trip in PT school that was part of a rotation. Well, and the universe kind of works in mysterious ways. My clinical instructor came to see me about 3 weeks ago, and she was asking for money. And I said, of course, you know, I like what she's doing. And so I talked to my first client, and he said, of course, I'll donate. So we go to the website, and it's a horrible interface. There's 25 boxes that they have to fill out. The barrier to entry is too high. Her brochure looks terrible. And so I realized the best thing that I can do for her is use the skills that I've learned here. So I had to have a difficult conversation with her and tell her the brochure sucks. It was built by a PT student 10 years ago. The message isn't clear. The pictures on it don't make a lot of sense. So I had to convince her to change that message. And so we're working on it right now. And so what I've realized is that I've become a different person. I have leveled up. I've developed and I'm becoming more valuable. So now you're going to leave this conference and you've learned all this stuff. You've heard from all these CEOs and we're going to do an annual planning. What are you going to do with it? Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at the Paul Gough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.